Saudi dissident. Saudi Arabia had initially denied all knowledge of the writer's whereabouts after he went missing. Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman saying yesterday of the case,
"It is a heinous crime that cannot be justified."
The prince there speaking through an interpreter, Khashoggi's body has not yet been found. The focus ahead of Monday's sixth anniversary of Superstorm Sandy in the Northeast is on better storm preparations and resiliency. In Manhattan, officials are joining advocates at a news conference later today to discuss details. Monday would be that sixth anniversary of the superstorm that damaged the Northeast so badly. And this is USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
California officials are warning that flooding could follow this year's wildfire season, with the wet season in Southern California causing areas hit hard by the wildfires to be especially prone to flooding. Authorities say people who live near foothills and downslope neighborhoods will be the most at risk when there are orders to evacuate, and they will need to heed those orders to get out. About a year ago, a mudslide in Santa Barbara County killed 23 people after the massive Thomas fire that was actually still burning when a storm then pounded that area. There are reports that Megyn Kelly's NBC morning show will be ending soon. Reports are that there is no end date, but that Kelly is discussing with NBC News executives a possible new role at the network. Kelly's show has not drawn the ratings that executives were hoping for when they signed her away from Fox for an estimated $69 billion. And this week she had to apologize after making some controversial remarks about blackface, in which she suggested that there was nothing racist about blackface. She has since apologized, but the ratings have only taken another hit. And the Red Sox are halfway to a World Series championship, beating the Dodgers 4-2 in Game 2 at Fenway Park last night. The series now moves to Los Angeles for Game 3 on Friday. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolecounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
On today's program, I'll be talking about how you can brand your business for the 2018 holiday season. I'll have the six signs that you're ready to start your own business. I'll have tips on how you can onboard employees with autism. And I'll have three ways to help employees with children succeed. It's Thursday, October 25th, 2018. And I'll have all that and more right now on Taking Care of Business.
Taking care of business. Happy way I've been taking care of business.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Jim Gano, and this program is called Taking Care of Business. And for the next hour, we're going to talk about issues affecting businesses large and small here in the borough of Flemington in beautiful Hunterdon County, New Jersey, and on the national scene. as well. Before we do that, we always check the weather. It's currently 46 degrees at 12:05. And today, it'll be sunny throughout the day with light winds and a high of 52 degrees and a low of 33. For tomorrow, it'll be partly cloudy in the morning with increasing clouds later in the day. Rain in the evening, a high of 53 and a low of 44. For Saturday, it'll be rainy and windy all day with a high of 53 and a low of 44. And for Sunday, it'll be mostly cloudy with a high of 56 degrees and a low of 43. Current check of the financial market shows the Dow is up 369.50 to 24,952.92. The NASDAQ up 190.98 to 7,299.38. The S&P 500 is up 46.30 to 2,702.40. Oil up 54 cents to $67.36 per barrel. Gold up $1.80 to $1,232.90 an ounce. All right, well, it is time to get into the program right now. We are about 12 days away from Election Day, so a lot of campaigning last minute going on, a lot of mudslinging going on, a lot of lying, a lot of cheating. Anything you can do to distract the voters from your own candidate's record seems to be going on, even right here in Flemington, where people working for one candidate are putting postings up like it's important that we go with the Courthouse Square project because it'll bring Spider-Man because it's such a tall building, and that they're selling Christmas ornaments. It's such bullshit that we can't just sit and talk about the issues affecting this town. Instead, we have to go about just doing anything possible to not focus attention on our candidate. It's absolutely disgusting. It's deplorable. None of it is funny. And, you know, it's – I think in this town where you have so much at stake – the fact that you would go to these tactics is absolutely deplorable. So I apologize for speaking my mind on that one, but you know, from what I'm seeing lately, they'll do anything to attack the sitting mayor and council, but they won't talk about the issues. They won't talk about what the real problems are and how they're going to solve them. Shameful, to say the least. All right, let's get into the program. The business quote of the week is brought to you each week at this time by Crown Trophy of Flemington. This week it comes from Napoleon Hill. Very apropos, very applicable in business, when he said, "Don't wait, the time will never be just right." And again, I want to repeat that. Don't wait, the time will never be just right. So in your business, are you waiting for something? Are you waiting for the time to be right? And a lot of times in business, people will say, "Well, I'm waiting for the economy to turn. I'm waiting for," and it could be sometimes that I'm waiting for election season to be over. I'm waiting for the holidays to be over, and then I'll get ready. And it just seems like the right time never seems to come. And I think that, you know, Napoleon Hill, who wrote the book Think and Grow Rich, very, you know, apropos, nails it on the head when he says, you know, don't wait. The time will never be just right. So the question, if you're in business, is what are you waiting for? Now, let's say you're thinking about expanding your business. What are you waiting for? When will the time be right? Why not now? Larry Wingate, the irritational speaker, very often will say TNT, today, not tomorrow. So again, for in your business, in whether it's to launch a new product, hire new people, expand, buy equipment, offer a new product line, what are you waiting for? And when do you suppose that the time will be right? And sometimes the time may never be right, but you can create the right time. So go ahead and launch. You have my permission. You have Napoleon's Hill permission. So again, don't wait. The time will never be just right is our business quote of the week, brought to you by Crown Trophy of Flemington. Got an interesting program for you today. A lot of different topics to talk about. I want to touch on autism at some point during the program, and that is how to hire, how to interview autistic employees. And you'll find very often that these employees, and we've been using them for years through the work program, the work preparedness program at Hunterdon Central High School, you'll find these are the most dedicated employees that you have. You give them a task, they'll follow it, and they will excel at it. So I'll get into that story in a little bit. I just wanted to, you know, set the table here. that this is a topic that I'm very passionate about, working with the Star Thrower Group here in town, working with the Inclusion Network, and also working with the folks at Hunterdon Central High School. And I think that whether it is right now a crisis, because a lot of times programs take kids up to the age of 21, and then it kind of just drops off the map. And so you have a lot of kids that will have great training and great skills, but they don't have opportunities. So hopefully, after you hear that story, there's reason why you would consider hiring an autistic individual in your business. Let's talk first about what you should be posting for your business on Instagram. So if you're struggling to think of photo and video ideas for social media, there was a survey done of small business experts to share their advice for great content. And with 700 million users and growing fast, Instagram is an important way for your business to engage with customers on social media. But exactly how to engage with customers on the visual platform is another matter. Now, if you don't have experience creating photo or video content, you may be struggling to figure out what to post. It doesn't have to be difficult. You should be able to succeed with the phone that's in your pocket and the camera and your knowledge of your customers' interests and a few creative ideas. So several business owners and experts were asked for their suggestions on what content works best on Instagram, and here's what they had to say. Harrison Vigursky, who's the founder of Bone & Yard, said that you should post useful, educational content. Don't just use Instagram as a way to broadcast your brand. Provide content that is useful for the lifestyle associated with your brand. For example, if you have a restaurant, post cooking tips and other advice rather than just showcasing your restaurant in every post. Andy Tracewell, who's the marketing director of Coretta Workspace, said, show customers how your business works. Behind-the-scenes posts are most effective. So if he posts a picture of one of his desks, it will perform well. But if you post a picture of the wood being chopped in our shop, then it tends to do better. So make sure to tell a story when posting Instagram pics. You want to entertain and delight your followers, says Jennifer Borrow, who's the CEO of The Cat Ball. She says she likes using humor and storytelling in her posts. When you have an engaged audience, you can throw in a surprise. Work it for a while, and then it will reap rewards for a long time. Inside jokes create a sense of community, and she's seen that other accounts work this very successfully. You also want to add a call to action in your caption. This comes from Deborah Sweeney, who is the CEO of MyCorporation.com. Instagram is a great tool for small business owners because it allows you to tap into communities and audiences that may not be as visible on other social platforms and start a conversation through images and video content. The most effective posts are the ones that use stunning images or fun aesthetics with a prominent call to action for fans in the caption, usually asking fans to use the small business's customized hashtags in their own posts for a chance to be regrammed on your brand's account. You also want to build anticipation for future announcements. Now, whatever you have in the pipeline for your business, take advantage of that. Don't just announce your product of the day and then be finished with it. Hint about it. Tease your audience. Show a preview. Every post actually selling something should have at least 3 to 4 posts prior, pulling and engaging and bringing people into your story. I did this last year when we bought our embroidery machine. I would put a post, very excited, you know, exciting news coming Monday, because I knew that we were getting the delivery of the machine. And then on Monday, when the box finally arrived and it was about 7 feet tall and 4 feet wide, I had a picture of myself standing next to the box. The following Monday, I showed us lifting the box up, and all you could see were the legs of the machine. Then finally, the fourth post was the embroidery machine actually at work, and, you know, saying how we were now doing embroidery on site. This really got people excited, because, and people were stopping me in town saying, what's going on? What are you guys doing? What's in the box, kind of thing. So if you build up and lead up and get that excitement going, it's a great way to engage your audience in Instagram pics and in posts, and also on any social media platform. Create that excitement for your business. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HunterdonChamberRadio.com. We're going to step away for a few seconds on some commercial breaks. We'll be right back with more right here on HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. So glad you could join me on the program. It is Thursday. It's a little after noon o'clock, and of course that means it's time for another edition of Taking Care of Business. And glad that we've been getting together now for about 7 years. I'm having a little bit of trouble with this microphone today, so I'll do the best I can as long as it stays in the stand. There's a good chance it's going to fall on my lap real quick. I want to talk to you about using micro-influencers to help market your small business. Now, a micro-influencer is somebody that has a lot of followers on social media, whether it's on Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, Facebook, but people that a lot of people follow. I'm not talking about a movie star. I'm not talking about like a Kim Kardashian that has 47 million followers, but somebody who has a lot of followers can be considered what we call a micro-influencer, and they may be the new way to market your products online. But what does it mean? What's it all about? How do you find out who they are? What the new trend means for the market, and if it's a good fit for your small business? Now, working on your brand can help to build your credibility, and it can improve your appeal among potential customers. But if you want to supercharge your credibility, then it's well worth working with what we call micro-influencers. Are sales down? Well, that really sucks when you know that you've got a great product that people will love. Small businesses can sometimes be absolute superstars when it comes to the products they sell, but it's the one thing having the right product and quite another to have enough credibility to be able to sell that product. Working on your brand can help to build your credibility, and it can improve your appeal among potential customers. But if you want to supercharge your credibility, then it's well worth working with micro-influencers. Now, if you've considered this before but aren't sure how to work with somebody that is considered a micro-influencer, hopefully this story will help. We're going to show you what a micro-influencer is, but before walking through the steps, you need to use them and how to sell your products. We need to know what they are. So what is a micro-influencer? A micro-influencer is a person that's a lot easier to approach because I don't think Kim Kardashian would necessarily take my phone call. So read into this as being somebody who's less scary than a macro influencer because they're just normal people like you and me. They just happen to have a lot more people following them. They're not celebrities or world famous athletes. They're people of influence who might have around 10,000 followers on their social media account. Now, micro-influencers are great for small businesses because they have a merry band of followers who see them as real, authentic people. Thus, if the influencer shares your product, their audience is going to take notice. Micro-influencers are also cost-effective. Sure, you'll need to pay a fee to post on their Instagram, but this fee can be as little as $180. Not just this, but research has even shown that a micro-influencer can be more effective than a macro-influencer because once an influencer surpasses a certain number of followers, engagement actually goes down. This all sounds good so far, so let's take a look at how using a micro-influencer can sell your product. First, you have to find the right influencer. Using the right keywords and hashtags is the simplest way to locate influencers in your niche. The keywords and hashtags you use need to be super specific, but while you can use Google to find influencers, you might find that social media platforms themselves, such as Twitter, are more efficient. Twitter actually has a tool called TweetDeck that makes it easier to find conversations and people. Now, while you can use keywords to find influencers on Google and social media, it's also a good idea to take a look at your own followers. Without realizing it, you might already have influencers following you, and you can use a tool called AgoraPulse to find that out. Just because someone in your niche has 10,000 followers on Instagram, that doesn't automatically mean you should approach them. What you need to do is identify influencers who are a good fit. For this to work, the influencer must share your business's values and ethics. Their audience needs to be your audience. Secondly, you want to work with an influencer who isn't already working with a competitor of yours. And third, it's important that whoever you choose has an engaged audience. 10,000 followers means nothing if only 1% are engaging with their posts. So take a look at their posts and see what the engagement, the likes, the comments, and the shares are like. Once you've identified a micro-influencer, then it's time to approach them. You want to reach out to them. And for many of us, this is probably the hardest part. The first thing you need to do is to make sure that your house is in order. This means having a professional and presentable website. If you don't yet have one, you can use a web builder tool like Elementor to put one together. It's great for beginners with its drag and drop features. Then you need to consider whether you're going to reach out to an influencer directly with your proposal via email or direct message, and whether you're going to first build a solid relationship with them. The best course of action for small businesses can be to build relationships, as this helps to establish trust and rapport over the long term. Moreover, it can increase the chances that an influencer will say yes to you. Any influencer worth their salt isn't going to work with a small business just because they flash $180 in their face. To build a relationship, you can use social media, engage with their posts, introduce yourself, make yourself known, and then add value to their community by answering questions. When it comes time to shooting your proposal, make sure that you outline the benefits to them. What will the influencer get out of this? Remember, this can't be a one-sided thing. You want something out of this too, but so do they. You're going to have to craft a great story. Marketers are getting better and better at telling stories. And storytelling works because it paints pictures, involves people, and pushes their emotional buttons. When it comes to micro-influencing, telling stories is more effective than simply having someone share a picture of your product. If you can craft a great story about your product, such as how it changed lives, your micro-influencer's post will be a lot more compelling. You see, at this point, your prospective customers don't know you and thus don't care about you, and they definitely have no reason to care about your product that the influencer has just randomly thrust onto their timeline. Therefore, discussing its features isn't compelling enough, and it won't get you anywhere. Instead, you need to understand why cold prospects would want your product, and you need to paint pictures for them about what your product does for people. How does it make them feel? Unless you use stories, working with micro-influencers could be a waste of time. So all in all, micro-influencers are powerful and can boost the visibility and appeal of small businesses, providing you've got a great product and appeal of small business, and you start working on your relationships with influencers to boost the awareness and sales. Think of this like... And I've seen several examples of this where someone goes into a store, they buy, let's say, a blouse, and then they're pictured on Facebook or on the red carpet wearing that blouse. And think back to Michelle Obama and how many outfits she wore that were purchased at Kohl's or something like that. Rather than wearing a $5,000 dress, she was wearing a dress that anybody could buy for $198. And very often, if she wore the dress, it would sell out at Kohl's the very next day. It's the same thing with a micro-influencer. If they are using your product and you see a picture of them using your product, then you could, reach out to them and say, glad to see you're enjoying our travel mug. Glad that we were able to put your name on it or something like that. These are available in our store. Get them to understand who you are, that you're the supplier, that you would like to engage with them, and reach out to them. See what it's going to take for them to endorse your product, to say that they like the service, they like your store. If you have a person that is very often in your store, then and they have a large circle of influence, about 10,000 followers, then they're the people that you want to reach out to. I have one gentleman that he does collector cars, and there's a thing inside the engine compartment. It's called a dash plate. It's a small little plate that will give the specifications of the car, the VIN number, could be engine size, engine displacement, whatever. But on these collector cars, they have to be placed in a certain way, and they have to look authentic. And I'm always replicating these tags for his cars. Now it's gotten to the point where, and he goes to the Amelia Island Concourse, Pebble Beach Concourse. He just went to the Greenbrier Concourse. You know, high-end car shows where, you know, the high-end collectors are, like Jay Leno and others. And people are asking, like, where do you get this tag made? He goes, oh, it's a little trophy shop in Flemington. He makes these for me. You know, they take a lot of time for me to do. I probably don't make enough money on them. But it is introducing me into the collector car market, and I am getting more work as a result. This is without social media. This gentleman's in his 80s. But just by word of mouth, these people know they can come to me and get a high-quality, you know, product. So if you have something unique and you get it in the hands of the right person and they're willing to promote it for you by showing it in pictures and saying, I love this product, it could do a world of good for your business. The key thing is that they can't just say that they like it. They have to tell people where to get it. And in order to do that, that's when you have to kind of train the micro-influencer on what needs to be said, what needs to be posted in order to make this work, again, for the both of you. Maybe you give them a free product, but if they're willing to stand behind it and promote it, it could do a world of good for your business. Speaking of your business, we are now at October 25th. So we are 2 months away from Christmas. I'm sorry to say that. Didn't mean to scare anybody, but you are 2 months away from Christmas. So how are you getting your business ready for the holiday season? When we come back from the news break, we're going to talk about branding your business for the 2018 holiday season. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After at least 10 suspicious packages containing apparent pipe bombs are mailed to some high-profile Democrats as well as CNN, the nation's top law enforcement official says,
across the administration, we condemn the actions that led to these activities in the strongest possible terms and are determined to make sure that we get to the bottom of it and justice is done.
That's Attorney General Jeff Sessions speaking this morning. Reports are two packages were found that were addressed to former Vice President Joe Biden in Delaware today. And another report says a suspected device sent to former CIA Chief John Brennan contained a parody image of an ISIS flag. Megyn Kelly's reportedly leaving NBC after backlash over remarks she makes defending blackface. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Jim Gano, the owner of Crown Trophy here in Flemington. So glad you could join me this afternoon as we get ready to talk about issues affecting businesses large and small here in the borough of Flemington and on the national scene as well. I wanted to talk to you for a minute about branding your business for the 2018 holiday season. Now, when we talk about this, it's more about how are you preparing your business for the upcoming holiday season. And the first show in September, I suggested to people, you got 90 days. So get your plan together. What are you going to be doing? What products are you going to be promoting? Is your staff up and running and trained and ready to go? That was the launch point. That was the starter's pistol, if you will. And a lot of people really didn't take notice because it was only September. It was still 80 degrees out. Now it's starting to turn cooler and thoughts are coming to, I should really start doing something. How are you going to decorate the store? Things like that. So how do you brand your business for 2018? And again, while branding is something you should work on year-round, the fourth quarter is a great time to make sure that your marketing aligns with your overall business goals. The image you present to the world is one that tends to stick with your company for a long time to come. And it's worth taking the time to think through how you want to present your brand. One of the reasons that it's so important to figure out your overall branding message, whether you're getting the word out for the holidays or any other time of year, is that because 90% of consumers want a brand to be similar across multiple platforms. Each experience the consumer has with you should mark your specific branding. So here are 12 ideas on how to brand your business as the year comes to a close. The first is let's reward loyalty. Now, the holidays are a great time to remind people why they love your brand. Think about the most iconic product you offer and send a special holiday version to your top customers. These are those who purchase regularly and also those who refer a lot of business to you. It would help if you rewarded both types of customers because they are valuable in different but important ways. You also want to tap into alternatives, the second method. People are busy during the holidays. From Thanksgiving until Christmas, there's party after party and event after event. And in between all that, many people work extra jobs and try to find time to shop for gifts. You've likely heard of at least one person say they don't like the hustle and bustle of the holidays. So why not tap into that sentiment and offer an alternative to expensive gifts and crazy party planning? The National Park Foundation, for instance, offers a campaign encouraging people to visit a national park for the holidays with their hashtag #OptOutside campaign. It suggests families start a new holiday tradition in the great outdoors. The third way that you can brand your business for the 2018 holiday season is to ask for referrals. 'Tis the season to give to others, after all, and it's that time of year. People are much more likely to want to help you out. So send out details about your brand and ask that people share what they like about your company with others. Tie referrals into rewards. Create holiday specials only for your customers and allow them to share with another person of their choosing. Consumers who are referred to a brand by someone they know are 18% more loyal to it. You also want to get sentimental. People tend to feel more sentimental during the holidays, and ads that add an emotional sentiment are received 50% better by people. The holidays are a particularly emotional time, filled with many memories. So find a way to tap into that sentimentality, and you're likely to win new customers and set your brand in their memories. Adika created this emotional video about missing loved ones during the holidays and having trouble finding them the time to visit. The impact of such an emotional video drives customers to look at the company who made the video and take action in their own lives to visit those they love. You may want to support a cause as a way to brand your business for 2018. The last quarter of the year is a great time to throw your weight behind a worthy cause. You can gain a tax deduction and help an organization that you believe in. Don't just choose any cause. Choose a charity that ties into what you believe in as a brand. Others who believe in that same cause are more likely to do business with you. Philanthropy shows that you care about more than just making a profit, and it helps to define your brand. You could also bundle your iconic products. Are there some products that define your brand? Bundle them together into holiday packages and promote them for gift-giving or celebrating special occasions that occur during the fourth quarter. If you sell candy, for instance, you might create a Halloween basket bundle filled with your most popular candies. Dollar Shave Club offered a DSC holiday shave set at Christmas, touting it as the perfect present. The set included some of the most popular products and advertising centered on both the brand and the holiday theme. Number one, and we talk about this every time we talk about branding, is know your target audience. You've likely heard that you need to know who your target audience is over and over again. But this also applies to end-of-year marketing. If you don't know your audience, then it's hard to understand what they're up to in the fourth quarter. For example, if most of your customers are soccer moms, you can guess that they're busy during the holidays going to class parties at their children's school and shopping for gifts. You can adjust your branding to reach them on their level. You can offer special packaging. As people get into the holiday spirit, they want to experience all the things that remind them of the holidays. In the fall, pumpkin spice everything is available. Hot cocoa and peppermint take over the Christmas season. Think about the different ways that you can package your products to touch on those whimsical holiday desires. Krispy Kreme offers special donuts for various holidays. There have been times when it offers a donut for just one day only. Limited Time is a brilliant branding move that drives sales to the store on that day and makes donuts from their stores even more desirable. If you're in a consumer business, you can offer free shipping. Last year, online shopping was up 18.3% on Thanksgiving, 16.9% on Black Friday, and 10% on Small Business Saturday, as well as 16.8% on Cyber Monday. Across all those sectors, online shopping increased from the previous year. People want to shop online, but you have to give them a reason to buy your brand. Free shipping is one way to draw them to your site. If you're worried about losing money on small sales, you can offer free shipping with a $50 purchase or whatever amount you set. And number 10, play with your logo. Have you ever noticed how often Google changes up its logo? The letters are essentially the same basic type, but from there, the logo changes. At Christmas, it might add a snowman peeking out from behind a letter. On Thanksgiving, it might add some pilgrims. Clicking on the logo takes the user to a page that talks about pilgrims. The offerings vary, and you can do something similar while still keeping the same general look of your logo and creating a strong brand image. You want to police your brand name. The end of the year is a good time to review how well your brand is holding up. So take the time to do a Google search. Go to review sites and look for one-star reviews. Does the reviewer have a valid concern? How can you fix the problem? Spend time decluttering your brand and looking at things that need to change for the new year. And finally, it's time to start planning your first quarter marketing. The best branding move you can make in the final quarter of the year is planning your marketing for the first quarter of next year. So having a plan already in place allows you to hit the ground running instead of wasting precious time in the planning stages. Your branding should be ongoing. Now, while end-of-the-year branding is important, branding is something you need to focus on all year. The best way to successfully brand your business is to look ahead for what events and milestones are coming and then plan your marketing accordingly. Of course, all marketing and promotions need to fit within the overall image and message of your brand. On your mark, get set, go. Are you ready for the holidays? With about 60 days left between now and Christmas, are you ready to brand your business? You know, a lot of people got upset when I said that on October 1st, Home Depot was already putting out the Christmas decorations, or the Thanksgiving decorations. No, Christmas. Thanksgiving decorations were up in September. There's a reason why businesses do that. And yes, they want to make the sales, but it's also to get you in that spirit. I did a story a couple of weeks ago about how consumer confidence was up. So we're anticipating that the same statistics that I just read about online shopping from last year could go even higher. Projections right now are that they would be 5% higher than last year. Take advantage of this for your business. This is not something you want to think about on Small Business Saturday. This is something you need to be thinking about now in order to be prepared so that when the time does come and people are ready to shop and to buy, they're thinking of your business first. Well, of course, if you don't currently have a business, then maybe it's time that you start one. Here are six signs that you're ready to start your own business. So let's say you have a concept you're excited about and you have put a lot of thought to starting up. That doesn't mean it's the right time in your life for the right idea. So here are some signs that you may or may not be ready. And in some respects, it's easier than ever to start a business. There's a wealth of information available for aspiring entrepreneurs and lots of emerging industries that need people to open great companies within them. Plus, as online small business lending continues to grow, the early stage venture funding flowing from VCs, there are funding options available too. Before you hand in your resignation, obviously politely, make sure you're ready to start your business. Just because you have a concept you're excited about or simply want to doesn't mean it's the right time in your life or the right idea to pursue at all. So here are four signs that are telltale. You're all in, no hesitations. Starting a business is an all or nothing decision. If you don't go all in, your business isn't going to succeed and you won't have any rewards to reap. At the same time, you'll have to fully understand that with all the great stuff about being a business owner, and there's lots, also comes the unavoidable bad things too. There'll be months that are unstable and periods where you're bringing in lower than comfortable revenue. There's even the chance of failure. But if you've turned over the upsides and the downsides in your head a lot of times and you're not hedging or hesitating about their possibilities, then that's a great sign that you're ready. You need that true buy-in from yourself before you can go any further. You're not acting on impulse is the second step. Now, many of the best business ideas come from a genuine need. An entrepreneur sees something that they wish existed, so they build it. They could be something as simple as a dog grooming operation in a neighborhood that doesn't have one, or as sophisticated as a new kind of software built on the back of an emerging technology. Whatever the idea is, it's usually not born and built overnight. You're ready to start your business if you've sat on your idea for a while and still decided it's a worthwhile venture that you'd be excited by for a long time. You thought, hey, this is something I could want and do with my life. And you realize it's not a fleeting interest. You've run your concept by other people and let them play devil's advocate. Perhaps most importantly, you've also given your idea some time to future-proof. Lots of businesses that monetize against short-term trends don't have any staying power once that wave passes. If you're going to quit your day job and invest savings into a new company, make sure that you can see long-term viability. And you've laid out a practical foundation. In all of the great stories about companies that started in dorm rooms or kitchens, the part that founders often gloss over are the unsexy details about getting things off the ground. And there's a lot of it. Looking into business entities and corporate structures, applying for business credit cards, and making sure your personal credit is in good standing, determining product market fit, doing competitive research, you get the idea. All of the groundwork can feel like glorified homework, but it is so, so important. You're not ready to start a business until you've really done a lot of legwork on your potential business and your personal financials. The last thing you want to do as a business owner is start from a disadvantaged position because you'll be playing catch-up forever. So take the time now to lay your business's foundation for the future. Now you also have to have a plan. Now that you have the basics down, it's important to make sure that your business plan is solid. After all, if you're giving up a steady career for a future of hustling, you're going to want to be sure that you've laid out your overall vision and plan for growth. A business plan is not only useful to help align your long-term thinking, but it also is key if you ever plan to apply for business financing or to seek out investors. A business plan doesn't have to be extensive. In fact, it should be concise and to the point. No one wants to read an endless business plan full of technical jargon. Instead, stick with universal terms and language to make it as accessible as possible. Expect your business plan to be always changing as you grow your business, but you should have the basics down before you set out. What I tell people when writing a business plan is I want a 5-year forecast, but I want it broken down into five individual years. What's going to happen year one? What are you projecting year two, year three, year four, and year five? At year three, I want a complete reassessment. Where are you now? Where did you think you were going to be? And where do you want to go from here? You also have to develop a network. Now, sure, you may be able to make it without anyone's help, but having the right people in your court will make it endlessly easier. If you already have experience in your business's industry, you likely have a network of former colleagues, business partners, and clients that you can reach out to. If you haven't spent time in the industry, consider getting a side gig or moonlighting in the field before you set sail. And if you don't have one, finding the right business mentor can make the difference between making it big and striking out. Studies show that business owners who have a mentor, especially the right mentor, often see higher revenue growth and stay in business longer than those who don't. If you found someone you trust to offer advice and guide you when it comes time to the big decisions, then you're one step closer to success. And finally, you have to trust yourself. This one's easier said than done, but if you think about it, small business owners generally have incredible discipline and presence of mind. That's because running a business isn't for everyone, and only those who are in it for the long run can succeed. To make it as an entrepreneur, you have to be able to depend on yourself. You'll be structuring your own time, making sure you balance your work and your play, and stopping yourself from overworking. You have to keep yourself motivated on the days when the last thing you want to do is work. You have to push yourself to keep learning things that you never thought you wanted or could, that you didn't even know you didn't know. And you'll have to trust that you'll find solutions or seek out the people who will. But knowing yourself on that level is a privilege. That's why many small business owners never want to go back. It's not just having your own schedule and not working for anyone else, which is great too. Owning a company changes your life and yourself in amazing ways, but it's important to be sure you're ready for everything that comes along with entrepreneurship before you take that leap. So, after hearing all that, if you think you're ready to start a business, go for it. When we come back, we're going to talk about three ways you can help employees with children succeed in your business. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on 100inChamberRadio.com.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hot in Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hot in Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
Oh, you lucky dog. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HunterdonChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Jim Gano. Again, so glad you could join me. I want to talk to you for a minute about a situation that I'm very passionate about, and that is onboarding employees with autism. If you've never done it, if you're afraid of it, I want to put those myths aside. Children with autism, students with autism, adults with autism are usually very high functioning, and they just need an opportunity. They need a chance. And so in an effort to find dedicated, talented employees, companies are creating a more neurodiverse work environment and hiring more employees that have autism. So to assist with the increasingly challenging task of finding and hiring top-notch employees, some companies are making concerted efforts to boost workplace, what they call neurodiversity, and hire an untapped talent pool, which are the employees with autism. Now, companies such as SAP, Microsoft, and Ford have found that although employees with autism spectrum disorder may have social challenges, they can be gifted and loyal employees. Working with employees with autism has benefits, too. The benefits of hiring employees with autism are off the charts for employers, says William Schroeder, who's the founder of counseling practice Just Mind, who specializes in autism spectrum disorder treatments. In addition to gaining focused, dependable workers, employers can get the added satisfaction of contributing to the greater good. People with autism tend to be honest, loyal employees who enjoy learning and are especially efficient, says Schroeder. They are often exceptionally bright and gifted in various areas, as well as ambitious and innovative. Their minds are often detail-oriented and can focus with extreme granularity on the finer details. In addition to gaining focused, dependable workers, employees can get the added satisfaction of contributing again to that greater good. It's not always easy for people with autism to get employed. According to the United Nations, in industrialized countries such as the U.S., 50 to 70% of working-age persons with disabilities are unemployed. In addition to earning money and being valued, employees with autism benefit in several other ways, says Michael Ledden. Ledden is the parent of an adult with autism, and he's a treasurer at Shady Oaks Camp, a summer camp for individuals with disabilities, and he's the executive director of Siegel, McCambridge, Singer, and Mahoney Law Firm. Employees with autism are able to observe and learn from others how to act in the workplace, expand their social networks, and have a sense of purpose by having a place to go each day and responsibility. Changing the status quo for employees with autism. There are steps you can take to make hiring employees with autism a win-win for everybody. Employees with autism generally require modifications to the hiring process and then workplace in order to be successful, says Rob Wilson, who's the president of EmployCo USA, which provides employer management and human resources outsourcing. So the steps for hiring an employee with autism is to pre-pave the interview. When possible, give the potential employee as much information as possible about the interview. This includes exactly who will be doing the interview and the questions that might be asked. This helps the interviewee feel calm, composed, and prepared for the experience. Ask for guidance. Prior to the interview, ask the prospective employee what would help make the interview process run as smoothly as possible for them. Interviews are stressful for everyone, says Schroeder, and while many people speed up when they become nervous, those with autism spectrum disorder may actually shut down. The interviewee can work through stressful moments if allowed to bring a comfort item, for instance. Be specific. Remember, individuals with autism tend to be very exact. You generally have to ask the right question to get the right answer. And the ways to onboard an employee with autism is be aware of potential sensitivities. Employees with autism may have unique sensitivity to items such as light or sound. If there is a lot of extraneous noise, such as fluorescent lights, buzzing, and people talking, this can lead to sensory overload, says Schroeder. Other sensitivities include temperature and even a feel of certain materials. Make small changes to the office environment. Switching out bright, distracting fluorescent lights and opting for warm LED lights can go a long way in making employees with autism comfortable, said Wilson. Similarly, consider replacing or silencing loud or disruptive music played throughout the workplace. You can also establish a quiet zone. A designated quiet place where employees can retreat during the day can do wonders for everyone's mental health, including those with developmental disorders, says Wilson. Use care when changing company routines. Changes in routine can be very upsetting to employees with autism, said Wilson. Something as simple as moving a table in the break room or having an unexpected meeting can be overwhelming to them. So make sure to alert employees with autism well ahead of any changes, both large and small. Educate and prep other employees. If the employee with autism is open to making his or her condition public, give your other workers some information about how best to work with a new employee. Suggest to employees that they don't try to force communication with the new hire, but instead take cues from the person as to how to best interact with them, suggests Ledden. Give employees with autism space and allow them to be themselves. We have done this for about 5 or 6 years at Crown Trophy of Flemington with the work readiness program of 100 Central High School, and I absolutely love it because when the kids initially come in, they might be a little shy, and it might take upwards of a week or 2 weeks for them to open up and start talking to my own crew. But once they do, they feel like they're part of a team. We just did a huge project for a company assembling 5,000 pinwheels that are being shipped all over the world. And they took great pride in knowing that the work they were doing was going to Germany, it was going to France, it was going to the UK, it was going to Spain. And I kept telling them, guys, the pinwheels you're making are going to end up in someone's lawn or office, you know, in Spain. And they would ask me, well, where's Spain? I would show them on a world map where it might be. And they took great pride in that. And they went back to school and they told people that they were working on a project that was going around the world. And we had a tight deadline. We only had a week to complete this, and we got it done in 3 days instead of five. And I told them again what great progress that was for us. So I encourage anybody out there that is ever considering it, and specifically if you have tasks that are so detail-oriented that your regular employees either don't want to do it, sometimes they struggle with it, then inquire about finding an autistic employee. There's a number of organizations out there right here in Flemington. You can get in touch with the Star Thrower Group at 9 Main Street. You can ask the United Way if they know of anybody, any programs that are available. And even if it's just, I have this particular task, I can only hire the person for 4 hours, you know, on a Monday, at least they're contributing and they'll feel proud to do so. So see if you can't take advantage of that. I'm going to have more on a program I'm working on with several volunteers where we can create a database of businesses that would have specific needs Maybe it's unloading a truck every Tuesday and getting the inventory on shelves. And it may only be a couple hours. You can't hire the person full time, but you can put them to work for a few hours. If we create this database of local businesses, I think this would be very successful in the autism community and in any form of handicap. Even children with Down syndrome can be very productive. So hopefully we'll be able to get that going in the next few months. In sports, in NASCAR news, the Monster Energy Series, Chase Elliott won his third race of the year and second of the playoffs to advance to the round of eight last week at Kansas Motor Speedway. Eliminated from the playoffs were Ryan Blaney, Brad Keselowski, Kyle Larson, and Denny Hamlin. This week, the teams head to Martinsville Speedway for the first 8 of 500 at 2:30 p.m. on NBC Sports. In Major League Baseball, the World Series is underway, and the Red Sox have a 2-0 lead over the Los Angeles Dodgers. The series resumes tomorrow night in Los Angeles. In NFL football, Week 8 kicks off tonight with the Dolphins playing Houston. This week in local action, the Eagles will play Jacksonville, the Jets will play Chicago, and the Giants take on Washington. In NCAA football, it's week number 9, and number 17 Penn State will play number 18 Iowa. Rutgers is idle this week. Well, as always, it's been my pleasure joining you today, and I always end the show with some great advice I got from my father when I was just 6 years old that guides me in my personal and professional life every day. Maybe you can use it in your lives as well when he said, never let it rest until your good is better and your better is best. If you have ideas for upcoming programming topics or guests, email me at trophyjim@yahoo.com, or you can connect with me on LinkedIn, on Twitter at JimGaneau83, or on Facebook on our new page, Taking Care of Business with Jim Ganeau. I'm Jim Ganeau, and I'm taking care of business. Make it a productive week, everybody. And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all mine. Taking care of business and working overtime. Work out.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
At least 10 suspicious packages were sent to prominent Democrats and critics of President Trump. The latest were addressed to actor Robert De Niro and former Vice President Joe Biden. Former FBI agent Terry Turchi on what we have to remember regarding this case.
In these cases, in the profile, in these cases, it's really important to stay with these the facts. And the facts are forensics, the facts of the crime scene.
Turchi was speaking there on Fox News. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis is preparing an order that would send approximately 800 U.S. troops to the border as President Trump's frustration builds over the caravan of migrants approaching the United States. Earlier this year, the Pentagon authorized 4,000 National Guard troops to head to the southern border and aid U.S. Customs and Border Protection. No winners in Wednesday night's Powerball drawing. That means the jackpot for Friday is $720 million. This is USA Radio News.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
HomeAdvisor.
A $25,000 reward is now being offered for information in the search for 13-year-old Jamie Kloss. Kloss has been missing from Barron, Wisconsin since October 15th, when a mysterious 911 call led deputies to discover that her parents had been killed at her family's home. The migrant caravan in Mexico that is making its way towards the United States is now down to around 4,000 or 5,000 people. Now, earlier this week, that number was at about 14,000 people. Jennifer Vaughn is with the Center for Immigration Studies. She joined Fox News and had some interesting news regarding our northern border.
We're also hearing reports now from the northern border of people from Romania, for example, hundreds of people arriving at our northern border and asking for asylum and coming in that way. So the message is out to the rest of the world that if you show up at our border, you can get through by asking for asylum, and we cannot continue to send that message.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else